Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face getting clear.
So Aerosmith bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hector Barreto is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the chairman of the Latino Coalition, former administrator of the SBA. He's been our friend, my friend, for a dozen years and yours too, because he's been joining me on the show since 2003. And so he's been a great member of our Brain Trace. He's a great American leader, national leader in the work that he does. Hector, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the work that you do. Your book, The Engine of America, is outstanding. Hector, the president spoke last night in his State of the Union speech. You understand the mind, the attitude of the Hispanic business owner more than I do. What would a Hispanic business owner have thought about the president's speech last night? Good, bad, indifferent. What do you think?
Well, I think they would have been a little confused because, you know, what he's talking about and the reality that they're living are two different things. You know, they want to know is, you know, when are we going to ease off on some of this regulation you keep throwing on us?
Yeah.
What are we going to do to get more energy so we can keep energy costs down low? And, you know, can we fix this complicated tax code? And by the way, this health care that you provided us, it's not exactly what we thought it was. Our costs are going up, choices are less. So I think they would have wanted to hear more about how are we going to improve the environment. But I think the message that they were hearing yesterday is, hey, we've turned the corner, America, and our economy is great. We have no more problems. Everything's good. And they're sitting there going, well, it's not good for me. I'm not sure what you're talking about, Mr. President.
Well, that's something that I said the last hour, and I said it earlier this hour. You know, I was listening to him speak, and I thought, okay, he's talking about another world. Right?
Yeah. Somebody said earlier today, they said, you know, he talked about turning the corner. He must be saying he's turning the corner on his own administration because so many of the things that he's talking about don't make any sense.
So did he make, I may have missed the immigration comment. Did he say anything? Did I just go to sleep or did he just not say anything about immigration?
You know, if he did, it was a throwaway line. There was nothing specific in there. Look, the president.
Were Latinos looking for that?
Well, I mean, you know, this is a guy that, especially towards the end of the year, created a lot of friction with this new Congress.
Right.
Simply because he took unilateral action on immigration. They didn't fix the problem. It didn't do anything to fix the problem. It just angered the Congress that he's going to have to work with. So, you know, that's another challenge for this president and for our country, is that he talks about bipartisanship. But, you know, that old saying, Jim, don't listen to what they say, watch what they do.
Right.
And right now, I don't see a lot of bipartisanship and reaching across the aisle coming from this administration.
Well, exactly. You know, one of the things that I wonder about with all small business owners, I don't wonder, but I know that when they hear a president talk about raising taxes, I mean, just they don't, before they even know what the taxes are being raised on, just the words is like a fingernails on a blackboard, isn't it?
Well, you know, and we've said this for years and years and years. You know, raising taxes on successful businesses doesn't create more opportunity, doesn't create more innovation, does not create more jobs. But somehow these guys think is, we'll just keep taking more and more and more from these guys and somehow the economy is going to improve. Look, the numbers are the numbers, Jim, and you know them. $18 trillion in debt. Lowest work participation rate since the Carter administration.
Yeah, that's right.
More people living in poverty and on food stamps than ever before. And so what we need to do is motivate the engine of America, which is those 28 million small businesses. That's where the jobs are going to come from, not from government, not from corporate America.
That's right.
But we don't hear about that.
That's right. And the health care program that he put into place has wrecked the healthcare system and healthcare insurance, and we still have more than 30 million people uninsured. I mean,
right.
What was the solution there, Hector? I mean, I didn't hear him talk about that last night, did you?
No, no. When he did talk about Jim,
he took credit for it.
If you dare try to do anything around these programs, I will veto them.
If you do anything
around Obamacare, I will veto it. If you try to do anything about this executive order on immigration, I will veto it. If you try to fix any of these things about the work week and everything, I will veto it. Well, I mean, you know, so much of what he talked about yesterday is just a non-starter. This new Congress is going to look for solutions, not to double down on stuff that they feel has not been working.
If somebody was watching this who didn't have a dog in the fight politically one way or the other, and they heard him say on the one hand, why don't we work together? Why don't we find a way to reach across? You know, he talked about all the comedy, all the different comedy things we could do. And then, as you recited, it was one shot across the bow after another. Wouldn't they look at that speech and say, wow, that's kind of bipolar? He's saying let's get together and work together, and then he's telling these people all the things he's not going to do with them.
Well, it takes two to have a partnership, and you can't have a partnership one way. You know, the code is here is, look, we can have bipartisanship as long as you do everything I want you to do. It's my way or the highway.
Right.
And I remember this is the president when he first started. And by the way, he reminded us about this yesterday. When he first got elected, he said, elections have consequences.
Right.
I won. We're going to do it my way. Mm-hmm. Well, but when the American people spoke the last time overwhelmingly and said, we want a different direction, we want a new Congress, president saying, no, never mind.
Right.
I'm going to do it my way still. So I just, here's what I'm worried about. Not about the speech yesterday. I'm worried about the next 2 years
mm-hmm.
of this country.
Uh-huh.
And I think what people are saying is, look, we're so tired. Stop fighting. Get stuff done. But based on what we heard yesterday, I just think it's going to be really hard.
It's going to be a rough 2 years. But had we not had the election we did, it would be worse.
Yep, could be.
Quick break, right back after these messages. I've never heard of the concept of middle-class economics until yesterday. Maybe I've been asleep, but I'm going to ask Hector if he'd ever heard of that either. What he thinks it means. Tim Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.